board staff, a follow-up report responding to the request for additional review of the cost to modify the downtown parking structure from metal panels to cement and basement finish. And this is informational again, and that's all I have.
That's good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. The report that's in front of you tries to summarize, at the request of this committee, the actual cost savings from going with the stucco finish on the O'Donnell Park parking garage versus the metal panel finish. For those of you who may not have been here at the time, the closure of the O'Donnell Park parking garage due to the fatal accident required a change to the facade system, the panel system. And a budget was established to make some repairs in addition to the facades. But the question was brought, the different facade systems, whether it be stucco or the metal panel finish. And I just to refer you to the report, there's a picture of both on the back, just so people know what I'm talking about. That the stucco is the one right here, and the metal panel is the one sort of with the glass front. The decision got caught up last spring as the committee of a whole was convened to talk about which panel finish was to be used. It was the recommendation of the Department of Transportation and Public Works to go with the metal panel finish. It would cost $1.2 million more to do that. However, even with that, the project was expected to come in at $1.5 million under budget. So that was one of the reasons that people selected it for the aesthetics. But I think people were also motivated by the fact that the metal panel finish had very little ongoing maintenance cost, while the stucco panel finish had about $100,000 to $150,000 of maintenance cost every 5 years that would have to be performed. I think the issue that became so difficult, and I have a timeline Mr. Hare and I worked on here to try and give you a better understanding as Attachment A as to exactly the sequencing of the events. But for those of you here, you do remember that it got caught up in a disagreement with the county executive-elect, who felt that it wasn't worth spending the additional monies on the metal panel finish, and he preferred the stucco finish. And what then transpired was the county board had adopted a resolution to move forward with the metal panel finish, which was then vetoed when the county executive did assume office. It was within a week of him assuming office. And that veto was sustained. So therefore, the stucco panel finish was put into place. However, that required a change order, and that was really the problem that occurred, was how much of that $1.2 million savings would be realized. And it was projected by DTPW that it would save only $400,000 to $500,000 because some monies had already been spent already at that time. Later last year, we got a better estimate that the actual savings, instead of $1.2 million, were $345,000. But yet the project hadn't closed, so this committee asked the County Board staff and Department of Audit to take a look at that. And I want to, again, thank Mr. High, if he's here. He was very helpful, he and his staff, in going through the final numbers. And one of the reasons for the delay in this report was because the project was still opening and incurring some costs. But based on our analysis, it looks like the actual savings are $281,000 or so from moving to the stucco finish. Now, one of the arguments I think that was made was that, listen, this facility is not going to be here for the long term, so why spend a lot more money on it? And I think that was an argument that persuaded some supervisors perhaps to change their mind as we moved through the decision-making process. So when we looked at the ongoing maintenance costs, the higher maintenance costs, we put together a little chart for you on page 3 of the report that basically shows that if the facility is in place approximately 10 years, there really is no cost savings from going with the stucco finish over the metal panel finish. So at the time that the future of O'Donnell was being discussed, it was the county executive, I believe, was going to be appointing a sort of a a long-range lakefront planning committee. And so we didn't have the benefit of having their review and analysis of what the future of this building was going to be at that time when these decisions were finally made. They later did come back and recommend that that the O'Donnell parking structure would be more of a long-term, let's say, the redevelopment of the O'Donnell Park site should be considered more long-term because there are more logistical obstacles here than with the downtown transit center site. So it's even the panel recognized that it's a long-term project to replace the O'Donnell parking structure. I think the only lesson, I think one of the lessons that we take away from this is that change orders are expensive. And one thing I learned is that when you make a change order to a capital project, to any project, you lose control of the cost. It's you've now shifted some of the power to the vendors, the contractors, and maybe that also had an impact because we really didn't have a good understanding of what those change orders were going to cost us. Mr. Harris, did you want to?
Well, I would just add that the other lesson learned is the analysis has to include life cycle costs. Granted, in this case, that life cycle is yet to be determined, but that's why we gave you a table that shows the payback over immediate many years out.
Thank you. Any questions? So this item is informational. And before we adjourn, I want to let everyone to know the next regular meeting will be June 21st. And Ms. Miller, the chief of the clerk, needs all items, all documentation, all information that should be forwarded by the end of the business day on June 5th. She needs that information by then. Otherwise, some people are going to be disappointed if items aren't being just ready and they still want time to have to go forward. So, June 5th. Supervisor Jersey?
Yeah, and I'm assuming that the action taken by Judiciary Committee to combine the committees, if it does in fact
that would be
the next
forwarded to the fourth floor.
Your next meeting will be that joint finance personnel, am I correct in that?
If such resolution and ordinance change is expected and approved by the county executive without appeal.
Right. So we'll go into immediate effect.
Anything else? If not, we are adjourned.